The subdivision 2021-12, Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring.
This is a cluster subdivision to divide 72.2 acres plus or minus into 144 single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River and Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County. The property is located on the northeast side of Cool Spring Road, which is Sussex County Route 290, approximately 1.1 miles south of Fisher Road, which is Sussex County Route 262. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 37, and the zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's subdivision plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, including the Chapter 99 9C response, a copy of the staff review letter, a copy of TAC comments that have been received, including Departments of Agriculture, DENREC, Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and the Division of Public Health. We also have a copy of the PLUS review and PLUS comments, and we have a letter received from the Mapping and Addressing Department. I would note that we've received three letters in opposition, and we've also received petitions with a total of 16 signatures in opposition and zero letters in support. And Mr. Chairman, I can confirm that as of today, we have received a letter from DELDOT, which I will circulate copies of as it arrived this afternoon. So, thank you.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year. My name is Mackenzie P. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Baird Mandalis Brockstead. I'm here this evening on behalf of the applicant with Jason Palkowitz, PE of Solutions, Integrated Planning, Engineering, and Management, LLC. The applicant has submitted an extensive booklet for your consideration that has been before you for at least 10 days. I will provide a brief overview of the project, discuss the project's compliance with the AR1 cluster development requirements, the 99-C requirements, and the plan's consistency and conformity with the comprehensive development plan. The applicant proposes Miralon, a cluster lot subdivision, to divide 72.2 acres, more or less, into 119 single-family lots. The notice reflected, the public notice reflected as advertised, suggested that there was 144 lots. The rest of the information of public record confirms that there are actually 119 lots, just to be clear. A portion of acreage is to be devoted to lots, a portion is to be devoted to streets, and 36.4 acres, more or less, a total of 50% of the parcel will be devoted to interconnected open space. The proposed cluster development is superior in design to a standard subdivision, as the project proposes significant amounts of open space, landscape buffers to protect and avoid development in environmentally suitable and environmentally sensitive areas on site, and a storm water management system that will act as an amenity and natural companion to the natural features on site. This plan provides for amenities including a pool and bathhouse, in addition to a trail connecting to sidewalks to be located on one side of the street, connect with the DELDOT multimodal path. The project is located on the northeast side of Cool Spring Road, approximately 1.1 miles south of Fisher Road, approximately 1.1 mile north of Stockley Road, adjacent to the community of Springtown Farms, and in the vicinity of Ridings at Rehoboth, Ocean Meadows, Cool Spring Farms, and Spring Haven on a parcel of land identified as tax map parcel number 234-5-37. The property is located in a low density area with adjacent properties in all directions, also designated as the same. The adjacent properties to the west of the site are agricultural land preservation easements. Properties to the east of the site are located off of Forest Road, are zoned GR General Residential, and an existing development area. The property is currently a vacant use, and if granted by you today or at some point in the near future, there will be 119 homes with an actual density of 1.65 homes per acre, as permitted by Sussex County Code, which permits 2 dwelling units per acre. As previously stated, this is in a low density area and within investment level 4. The concept plan for Miralon was presented to PLUS on December 16, 2020, and a response letter was subsequently provided to PLUS, which addressed their comments point by point. This project also went through the TAC process. The parcel is located in AR1 Agricultural Residential and meets all minimum lot area and bulk requirements. Notably, for this particular project, the project actually proposes lots that are an average of 10,500 square feet rather than the standard 7,500 square feet lot that we see commonly in cluster developments, and that's to accommodate a larger home type. The project complies with Chapter 115-25E of the AR1 District Design Requirements for Cluster Development for the reasons stated in the project reference material prepared by Solutions. I know you've had an opportunity to review that, and I will not repeat each item. The project complies with Chapter 115-25F for a cluster development as well. The proposed lots and amenities are located within environmentally suitable areas on the site. Clearing of any existing wooded area is limited to the amount required to develop the project. The open space provided meets the official definition of acceptable open space that requires 30% or 21.66 acres. This project actually is proposing 36.4 acres, more or less, and the code further requires that of that 30% acreage, 6.5 acres is required to be for this particular project on one contiguous track, and this project proposes 33 acres, more or less. A 30-foot forested buffer is also provided. Stormwater will be handled on site and will meet the current state of Delaware regulations. Tree removal will be limited to what is necessary to construct the project. The project preserves scenic views, limiting back-to-back lots, and provides gaps between lots as well. The land plan preserves natural facilities and proposes sidewalks and connections to DelDOT's multimodal path, as previously stated, and open space adjacent to natural areas has been prioritized. As required, sidewalks are provided on at least one side of the road. The proposed development also complies with the 99-9C requirements of the code. Specifically, the plan integrates the proposed subdivision into existing terrain and surrounding landscape. As shown on the plan, the applicant proposes significant open space totaling 50% of the entire site, provided a minimum 30-foot buffer around the perimeter of the site, and all proposed lots within the community are a minimum of 50 feet from the outbounds of the property. Additionally, as evidenced by the GTA soil report, the applicant has located stormwater management facilities based on extensive borings and a soil report. There are no wetlands located on the site. There are no known sites that require historic preservations on the site. The plan preserves large tracts of open space and preserves scenic views, as previously mentioned. There will be a minimization of tree, vegetation, and soil removal and grade changes. Disturbance on site will be limited to the areas required for homes, roads, stormwater management, and utility installation. Screening objectionable features from neighboring properties and roadways will be provided by the proposed 30-foot landscape buffer around the perimeter of the existing site, existing forested areas, stormwater management facilities where those facilities exist, and by the fact that the proposed lots within the community will be 50 feet from the outbounds of the property. Water will be provided by Artesian, as evidenced in the will serve letter. Miralon is also anticipated to be served by Artesian and is located in a Sussex County Tier 3 CPCN area. Arrangements will be made with a commercial trash hauler to provide trash collection for Miralon. All runoff will be directed via the closed road section and storm drain network into a stormwater management system consisting of best management practices. The proposed development is planned in a way to minimize erosion and sedimentation, changes in groundwater levels, increased rates of runoff, potential for flooding, and design of drainage so that groundwater recharge is maximized. The plan accounts for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and to adjacent ways. The entrance to the community will be designed per current DelDOT standards, and all roadways will be designed in accordance with Sussex County standards. It's anticipated that the proposed community will cause current property values to remain the same or increase. The proposed subdivision will not adversely affect adjacent farmland, considering the landscape buffers provided, as well as the existing wooded areas that provide a natural buffer and separation of the proposed community from surrounding properties. The community is not expected to have an adverse effect on schools, public buildings, and community facilities, as evidenced in the public and in the plus comments specifically. The site access is located off Cool Spring Road, and the applicant has discussed roadway improvements with DelDOT, specifically regarding frontage on Cool Spring Road and entrance improvements. The project is compatible with other land uses in that it is adjacent to and in the vicinity of a number of other similar residential communities and is therefore compatible in design, density, home style, and land use. And finally, as previously mentioned, there will be an efficient stormwater management system that acts as an amenity, and runoff will be treated for water quality and quantity prior to discharge. With that, I'll conclude my presentation. We do have the engineer here if you have any technical questions, and I'm also happy to answer any additional questions you may have right now.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Hoey Stevenson.
I have a couple. You said it twice, and I just want to make sure I got it right. You said that the lots are a minimum of 50 feet from the board, from the edge of the property, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Just wanted to make sure. What is the actual, tell me, it's in there and I don't have it written down. The actual road frontage is how long? How?
I can let Jason speak to that specifically, but it's been discussed that specifically the entrance area on Cool Spring Road and frontage area in that vicinity of the entrance, that's where frontage improvements have been discussed with LDOT. I can have the engineer speak further to that if you would like, though.
Okay. Well, I can ask all my questions,
and then
we can decide if, you know, he needs to come up for all of them.
I think that sounds like a good plan.
Okay. So we can save on some of it. I want to know how it was calculated that mural lawn is not going to affect the schools, the public buildings, and the community. How do you determine that, come up with that it will have no effect based on the fact that we got 1,000 more kids in our school this year than we did last year?
Based off the plus comment specifically, that was what I was specifically referencing. I'm sure there may be some impact, but no substantial impact. That was my point.
Okay.
And with these, a lot of these communities, as you know, too, they are.
Is it going to be
de-restricted? Retirees more. But more based towards retirees that don't have kids, etc.
You never know. You cannot say that anymore at all.
Right, but based off the plus comment specifically, as I stated.
But yeah, but that's has proven not true. Thank you, COVID. Anyway.
Understood. Yes. Okay.
And then my next question is, what does relatively adjacent mean when discussing other residential communities? That was a question that was brought up. Because the communities you discussed were on Beaver Dam Road. Another one was a manufactured housing community. Another one had half acre and three quarter acre lots. So I was just curious, how did you figure relatively adjacent, and how did you figure that these are actually...
Jamie, could you pull up the
compatible to this?
Do it as well, but I would like to see the aerial map on the county website, and then if we could get the subdivision layer as well, that would be helpful. So to the towards the specifically the east of this site and located off Forest Road, I had mentioned that the areas over here are all located in GR. And then in the vicinity of the site specifically, you'll see that there are ridings of Rehoboth, and you're right, that they're in the vicinity. And I'm having trouble locating. Jason, could you assist me with this? Specifically ridings at Rehoboth.
Ridings is over this way.
Is over the other way.
Right, and it's right next to Ocean Meadows, which is the other one that you, they're both on Beaver Dam Road.
And so how may I answer your question? We use the subdivision layer to determine that they're in the vicinity of the site.
Okay. I was just curious what you'd consider the vicinity, because you didn't put Woodbridge in, which was right down the road, which is 122 acres with 121 acres, 188 lots, and Poplar Grove, which is 102 acres with 24 lots. So just why? How you chose the ones you chose to point out in this is my question.
It was just a sampling of nearby subdivisions in the vicinity of the site.
Okay, and was a forest assessment conducted?
I think there was a note on that in the plus comments specifically. There was a letter from the Department of Agriculture.
Asking for one.
Asking for one. And to my knowledge, one has not been completed at this point, but again, I'll have Jason speak to that point as well. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're up.
Good evening, Jason Palquith with Solutions IPM here in Georgetown. First question was the roadway frontage. The actual frontage is 400 feet, but that is the area that is actually fronting the road.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But what DelDOT, where we're going to improve is the entire extended frontage. So where the call them strip lots were subdivided off, we're responsible for that as well. For DelDOT improvements.
So you would take for their property to expand the road there?
We would be improving the road. I don't know that we will be taking their property or not at this point.
There may be enough right away.
It's we're not putting turn lanes there. It's going to be shoulders and travel lanes. No turn lanes in front of the property.
And they can't take it if the property owner doesn't give it to them.
Correct. So.
Well,
The state can. But trust me, they don't have time for that.
I've never had them do that. They don't want to.
Takes 3 years.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's it then.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No questions.
Nothing. Okay.
I have nothing. Thank you. Worst assessment. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Thank you.
Are you going to do a forest assessment that was requested? Sorry about that. After you wiped it all down.
That's fine. I do not. One has not been completed.
Yes. And will there be one completed since they're considering mature trees there that are worthwhile?
I do not believe one is anticipated to be completed this time.
Okay. Thank you.
And regarding the subdivisions that were chosen, as if you bring back up the Mr. Whitehouse, the tax map, we looked primarily at the ones that had the recorded, even though there were subdivisions in blue, we looked at primarily the ones that had lots on them already. Was kind of the determining factor. If the subdivision wasn't built or wasn't, you know, finalized yet, we did not really look at those.
How far out do you usually go when you're looking for relatively adjacent? I'm just curious if there is a.
There isn't. It's you know, if you see that the subdivisions to the right, there are a couple parcels over. Mm-hmm. That's relatively close. You would know it's there if you live there. Right. And I'm not looking 5 or 10 miles away. That's what the question is.
I didn't know if there was just a regular assessment that you did based on we look out in a half a mile and say, oh, there in that circle, there is. No, there isn't. And how, when, so for the schools and the community and all that, is there a calculation you make based on how many houses should be there and who you think's moving to the area, or do you just rely on questions from Plus?
Well, questions from Plus, but to your point, COVID has changed everything. So I would imagine there will be more full-time residents here than in the past.
Okay. All right.
Jason, while you're up there, I wasn't going to call you up for this, but just past that development or the proposed development on the left, there's another lane that goes back in that also refers to itself as Cool Springs Private Development. Is that the same owner?
I do not know, but we're not calling ourselves Cool Spring because obviously they've been used. It was just a placeholder.
Yep, that's fine.
So I do not know who that owner is.
Okay, no problem. That's the only question I have.
Okay. Now,
I have none, thank you.
No questions, sir.
No, for me, thank you.
Okay, sir?
For me, thanks.
Okay. All right, so let's see. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2021-12, Marilyn, formerly known as Cool Spring? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2021-12? Okay, right on the way in the back. Come on up. Yeah, somebody get up. There we go.
Are you willing to take another twofer?
Sure, absolutely. Are you two acquainted?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Only if you already share germs.
Yeah, if you're already swapping germs, then we're good.
Kevin Landcrone, 20242 Cool Spring Road. We're directly across from the entrance to this proposed development.
And I'm Kathy Landcrone, also living at 20242.
Thank you. We've already signed the petition that the neighborhood has sent it from adjacent properties and things of that sort, and we also sent in individual comments. But in the meantime, we came up with some more comments and or questions that we would like answered. When we received the card about this development, it stated that it was being presented to people that were within 200 feet of the development. We want to know, what were anybody else on Cool Spring Road notified of this, or just the adjacent properties?
I can assist with that one, Mr. Chairman.
If you would review the notice requirements, please.
So in terms of the physical postcard notifications, we would notify all property owners of record within 200 feet of the property parcel boundary itself. Okay. In addition, we would display a yellow site notice on the site frontage, and we would also place press notices as well, and all of those would be at least 15 days ahead of the public hearing for this. Plus, it's also advertised on the county's website, and when it went through the PLUS review process, it also would have been noticed on the state's websites as well. But from the county level, there's multiple notices that go out.
So. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I assume since you have our written comments, we don't need to read them into the record or anything of that sort. We noticed that in the plan, they talk about street lights, and there really aren't any street lights in that area. People have their little garage lights and things of that sort. That's going to be a real generator of essentially light pollution affecting wildlife and things of that sort, which is a concern of ours. And in addition, the statement's been made in the proposal and was made here tonight that they see no adverse impact on property values living across the street from this place. I can't understand how it wouldn't negatively affect my property value. Just because we've got all the traffic flow for the next few years, if this were to go through, we're going to have all the construction noise and things of that sort, which is pretty much going to make it a very difficult sell for me if I decide to sell my property. So I just wanted to kind of raise that up to with that bit of thinking when you consider this. Did you have anything?
Yeah. So anyways, the other thing we wanted to ask is, we noticed in the comments that were presented tonight by the attorney, as well as in the report, that there appeared to be no interference on the state infrastructure for schools and the police and so on and so forth, and we fail to see how that can be so, and respectfully request that the commission think about that, because we disagree and we would expect that you might as well. We also have a lot of concern about the forest, the removal of the forest. In the previous petition, the Cobb property was almost completely already deforested in the part in which they were going to, the proposal was for the new homes. This particular property is completely forested. So consequently, the removal of the forest area is will be new and will be affecting not only the wildlife, but I think the surrounding property. So we're very concerned about the removal of the woodlands. Yeah, and so we also then respectfully request that a forest assessment be made. If none has been done, we request that it be done, because we think you've got some pretty old trees in there. I can tell you, just the other day I went out and I saw a pileated woodpecker. If any of you are familiar with birding, you know that this type of bird requires contiguous foresting, old forest, in order to nest and propagate. So But that's just one example. I've also seen hawks and eagles and owls, and it goes on and on. But we're very concerned about the loss of the wood across the way and would like to request that a forest assessment be done. And we request that this proposal be denied.
One more item. When you were looking this proposal over, this is a two-lane road. The entrance to this development is around a blind curve because my driveway dumps out there, and it's get out and get going. So that's something to consider when you start talking about this density of housing going into this particular acreage. I think that's it. Thank you very much.
Well, we thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, would anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, going once. This is your opportunity. Once we go to the phones, we're done in the room, okay? So anyone else like to speak? I know somebody got left out last time, and I'm sorry about that, but one trip to a customer, okay? All right. There being no one else left in the room that wishes to speak, we will we'll ask our friends. Well, are you coming or not? No, not you. You can't come. You've already been. You've had your trip. Somebody else can come.
Yep.
All right.
I guess it's me.
We give you a little break because we know you don't do this every other week like we do. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Your name. Doug Romaine. Okay. I live at 20207 Cool Spring Road.
Excellent.
This property will be in the back of my property.
Okay.
So we've come up with some concerns in addition to Kathy and Kevin.
Good.
We were worried about the water management. Are those going to be retention ponds or detention ponds? Or are they going to be something that'll be,
we'll get an answer for that.
We're kind of concerned about mosquitoes.
Okay.
Because we had this past summer was really bad.
Mr. Powell, pay attention.
And if there's disease mosquitoes, then we're a little concerned about
right,
that.
Right, of course.
Of course, the trees, I know they mentioned 30-foot areas. Are those going to be, especially on those four lots that are there? These right here. This 30-foot barrier here, is that going to be natural trees that are there already and are not being cut? Or are they going to be planting something much smaller? Especially our properties along there. Our properties really were like almost cleared right up to the property lines.
Right.
And if they take trees out of there and then just plant little bushes or whatever, I'm going to be looking at,
I can answer that, Mr. Chairman. What we typically do, if this would get approved, there would be a standard condition that we've developed that within those buffers, if there's any existing forest or trees, that they remain undisturbed and that they show that way on the final site plan that the silt fencing's on the inside of that so that there's no disturbance during site work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a long answer that they would stay.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
With
great.
With some
thank
protections
you
to make sure they stay.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Appreciate that. Again, concern about the traffic.
Sure.
They're going to be moving in, earth movers and everything else in there. We're a little concerned. Mm-hmm. That road was just paved maybe a year or 2 years ago. And it was originally tar and gravel. But now, if they're going to start moving heavy equipment on there, I don't know if that road is going to be able to handle it, especially heavy equipment. A left turn lane, are they going to be putting in a left turn lane to go into the properties that they're going to develop? If so, how are they going to situate that, and how are they going to accommodate it with the properties on either side?
Okay.
Like Kevin and Kathy, I mean, that might interfere with their driveway and stuff like that. So, you know, I'd like to know a little more information about that.
All right.
From the site plan that I've seen and the ones that you have here, there seems to be only one egress and egress or whatever going in and out.
Yep.
If there's an emergency or that lane gets blocked or that entry gets blocked off, where do they go? How do they get out?
Well, this speaks to the concept of interconnectivity and so on. There's a bit of a give and take to this because
mm-hmm.
law enforcement prefers there to only be one way in and out in case there's a chase.
Oh.
You know, so they really prefer that there not be multiple ways.
The other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
The fire department certainly would like to have another way.
Yeah.
We try to provide, whenever we can, we try to provide interconnectivity. There's really not much opportunity to do that here. That's a known concern.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right.
Yep.
School impact, we've gone over that. Are these houses going to have interior sprinkler systems for fire prevention?
That's really sort of beyond the purview of this group.
But oh, okay.
I can just tell you from experience, probably not, because it's not a requirement in Sussex County at this point.
Yeah. Well, the reason we ask is because we've seen some stuff happen over at Coastal Club. And at the Red Miller Pond, or Red Pond Miller, that there was fires over there where the houses are so close
mm-hmm.
that it wound up burning the siding and destroying houses on either
yep.
side because they were so clustered.
That's true.
So we were a little concerned about that, more for their safety than our safety.
Sure,
mm-hmm. The artesian is supposed to be taking care of the wastewater or septic. Is that going to be an on-premises unit, or are they going to be pumping out?
It'll be pumped out of there. There will not be an on-premise package system. There might be a pumping station there, but it'll be pumped to a distant system.
Okay, so we don't have any piping there that I know of underneath the ground. I mean, they just recently put in the water lines.
Got to be somewhere, or it's coming. If it's not there now, it'll have to be there in order for them to do something like this if it gets approved.
Okay, so they'll probably be construction on the roadways going in and out of there.
Probably.
Depends on where the tie-in point is.
Along Cool Spring.
Really depends on where the tie-in point is. We really can't, really don't know at this point.
Okay, all right. I think that's it.
All right, thank you so much.
Good questions. Appreciate your time.
I'll try to get some answers for you. Mr. Palkowitz, when we've had a chance to dust off the podium, if you would come up and address the issues of stormwater management and highway entrance. Or Ms. Pete, I mean, either one. It's up to you who responds. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take over there, sorry. I'm bad about that.
The stormwater ponds are intended currently to be wet ponds. As you know,
what's that mean?
They'll be constantly wet. There will be a permanent pool.
Water in them all the time?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that a detention or a retention?
Detention.
Okay.
They will be required to have a company maintain the ponds once they're built.
Yes, they will.
And make sure they're functioning properly.
Okay.
And if I could, the second one was there will be a left turn into the property. That is a requirement by DLDOT. And the fire question regarding buildings close, I believe 10 foot is the minimum separation between buildings before you require firewalls, and these are going to be minimum 20 feet apart. And the forest, the intent is to keep the existing trees, but I believe the code says if it doesn't comply with the requirements of the buffer, you're supposed to either supplement it or make it comply. So you'll have a combination of tall and small things to provide a clear buffer. or an uncleared buffer.
It has to be a fully vegetated buffer.
Yes.
If there's a space in that buffer where the natural vegetation is only 15 feet, then they have to plant another 15 feet so that you have the full 30. That's how that works. Okay.
I believe that was...
That was it.
All right.
Oh, no. No, you said it. The left turn lane. That's in the deal. Okay.
Okay.
That's been proposed. Okay. All right. That's it. Okay. I'm going to ask one more time. Is there anybody else? Any other minutes?
You want me to respond to sewer?
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course. Sewer.
Sorry.
Thank you very much for what you're doing tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes, sewer. There will be a pump station on the property. The force main will be pumped off and head south down Cool Spring Road to an existing force main that's down the road. And the gentleman's correct, there is water currently at the property.
Okay.
So how will it be tied in? Will there be work along the road, or is there something along the sides, or
it's going to be down to the next intersection down.
Okay.
So there will be work, correct. It'll be in the shoulder, probably most likely on that side.
Right. No, I know. I just wanted to make sure they understood where the work's going to be going on, so.
Yep.
Okay.
Good job. Okay, thank you. Anyone else in the room? All right, operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2021-12 Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Okay, we have Yuli. Yuli, your line is open. Please state your name and address before making a comment.
Hi, good evening. This is Yuli. I'm from Lewis. I have just a couple of questions. One is the acreage of the forest that's cut down. The other one is, I think maybe I misheard that the contiguous open space is about 30 some acres. I don't know how they came about, and I think the minimum contiguous open space is 9% of the parcel. That would be about 7 acres. So I just wanted to ask those questions.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Palkowitz, would you like to respond to those two questions?
I can respond to the second one first while I look up the amount of forest that's to be removed. But the open space, when you look at the contiguous, it's the contiguous parcel plus crossing one road is the definition of a contiguous parcel. So if you look at maybe the rendering or the site plan.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you look at, you just give me the Woods answer. You'll see that in essence, all of the open space, all of the perimeter open space, and including where you see the two ponds on the left, you cross that one road, that's your contiguous open space. The open space between 116 and 106 would not be considered contiguous. Okay. And then the woods, and this is another saying, we try to save more trees as everybody would like to. Then we show on the preliminary plan because we don't know exactly what we're going to be cutting down.
Okay.
And so we unfortunately show more being removed than we would like. The rendering shows what we would love to keep. The site plan shows what, you know, kind of a worst case scenario to be removed. I don't know if Jamie, you had that open or. There it is. So we're removing 67 acres.
Okay. All right, thank you. Operators, anyone else standing by that would like to speak?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have Arlene Bell. Please state your name and address before making your comment.
Arlene Bell, A-R-L-E-N-E-B-E-L-L, 20210 Cool Spring Road.
Okay. Ms. Bell, I'm going to ask you to turn your volume down on whatever device you are tuning in on. We're getting some feedback. And
I will do that.
There you go. Okay, thank you.
Hard to hear at all. Here I go. I am muted now. My question, well, I have a few questions, but my main question is, yes, there needs to be some widening of the road for the entrance to this community. It is located on a curve, not far from my driveway. And ordinarily what I've heard on these transcripts is that, you know, DelDOT told us the requirements, but we don't know exactly what DelDOT's going to tell us what to do. We'll find that out later. Is that the case here?
Typically, there's probably some knowledge at this point, and I will let the engineer respond to that. But just to generally, at this stage, we're trying to decide whether or not this development should even happen. So it's not unusual for that information to come later.
Well, I'll wait for your answer, and I'll say what I want to say about the forest.
Well, actually, what I'd like you to do is complete your comments, and then I will I'll get all your questions answered at one time.
All right. Well, my next comment is really not a question. Unfortunately, is that the application indicates that over 90% of the forest is going to be removed, and I've seen the buffer zones that are put in with other communities that are young, filling trees that will be lovely in 50 years, but at this point. I realized when my neighbor said to me, well, my boat's 25 feet long, that 30 feet is not a big buffer, and that, you know, we're going to be losing a majority of the wildlife habitat in this community. I am a signer on the petition that we received. Many of us are bird watchers, we love wildlife, we know that that tract supports much of the wildlife in this area, and removing it, you know, in that abrupt manner, that major manner, is going to completely change the environment here. And I just want to express for the record that that is really unacceptable. Most of us live here.
Okay, noted. Anything else?
No, just wait to hear about the road, because I'm right near that curve, and I can barely get my mail out of my mailbox as it stands right now.
Okay, thank you. You may continue to listen in. Your time for public comments is concluded, and we'll now let the engineer respond to your question.
I honestly, I'm not quite sure what the question was. What are the DelDOT improvements going to be in along the curve, or...
I think that's what she's asking.
We're gonna regrade the curve and put a proper super elevation on it, put a left-hand turn lane into the property, and put shoulders along the road and widen the travel lane.
So is there a net widening of the road there?
Yes.
That's the question.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Road's going to be, what do you know by how much?
I do not know at this point.
Okay, but you do know they're going to require you to widen it to some extent, but you don't know what that is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, operator, is there anyone else standing by who would like to speak?
At this point, there is no one else on the line who has indicated they would like to speak.
Okay. Commissioners, any further questions or comments?
I just have one. I think this is the time of the meeting where I usually say everybody needs to go home and look up Sussex County Land Trust and make a donation. It's a nonprofit that buys up properties in Sussex County so they don't get developed. Thank you very much.
There you go. Public, that's your PSA for today.
That's my PSA for today.
And with that, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. However, if you choose to leave at this point, I would kindly ask that you do it quietly because we have additional business to transact. Thank you.